I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In April, seven Iranian believers received a combined 32 years behind bars. Two women, both leaders in small house churches, will each serve 6 years. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the most significant sentence came against an ethnically Armenian pastor.
Anushavan Avedian, sentenced to 10 years in prison. He just turned 60, so that would put him in prison until he's 70. And then they added on to the sentence two more years of really what I would call internal exile. Basically, he cannot live in the city of Tehran, the capital city where he lives, and he's being sent to a very isolated rural part of the country.
Ask God to encourage and strengthen these believers as they appeal the rulings, pray their sentences get reversed. And today on World Refugee Day, let's take a look at refugees by the numbers. Nearly half of the world's 27 million refugees live in the greater Middle East. Gospel workers in the Middle East, North Africa need a little help caring for the refugee population. Fatin Al-Faraj of MENA Leadership Center says,
we try to prepare the leaders in the MENA region and equip them to understand and know how to deal with refugees, to effectively minister to the refugees by understanding the trauma and the effects of the trauma.
A gift from you to the MENA Leadership Center provides gospel workers with the training they need to help refugees. We'll connect you in the full story at missionnews.org.
So it's a well-rounded training to cover all aspects like spiritual, practical, psychological, to equipping the leaders in the MENA region.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.